So we'll learn Lele Nishmas, my grandmother, Esther Ethel, Basib Zalman Yosef, Ethel Korn, who's 12 yards that is tonight, and obviously was a long time mispal of the shul for close to 50 years. Very special person, obviously, had a special, I had a special place in her heart as the oldest and most favorite grandchild, her loss is very much missed, especially that I've been in the neighborhood. I was on her block for 7 years. It would have been very special for her to have known my children and my wife and everyone, but her neshama should have an aliyah. She should be a meilus yosher for us and for my family and for the whole shul. So one of the advantages of my working at my old firm is I got to witness this famous Senator Joe Lieberman, Olav Shalom, who was nifter a few months ago. Joe Lieberman had a tremendous, everyone knows he was the vice president candidate with Gore, and senator from Connecticut, who eventually, after he retired, was a lawyer at the firm I worked at. And one of the most amazing things, I think I told this to someone, I think they wrote it up in the Jewish Action, but one of the things that I witnessed about Joe Lieberman, which was so incredible, is that thousands of people went into this building every day in Manhattan. There was only one person, all the years that I was there, who I witnessed, who stopped and would schmooze with the security guard for 5 minutes. And every time you saw Joe Lieberman there, he was schmoozing with the security guard. Because everyone would walk in, he'd say, good morning, and he'd walk right by. He would always ask him how he was doing. A Russian security guard, always beyond, like, what a mensch, real mensch. Someone who's really a people's person and didn't gain anything at the twilight of his career to spend 5 minutes with a security guard. He was getting zero benefit. It was pure chesed to someone else. And that was really, you know, what typified him and his midos. Always said hello and to everyone in the firm, and always used to compliment me when I gave the Divrei Torah, 2 minute Divrei Torah between Mincha Marav. Always was complimentary beyond necessary to people. Really a real mensch. Yeah.
He was his Shabbos
guy. Exactly. And so one of the things that Joe Lieberman was famous for was for his love of Shabbos. He wrote a book, Sefer, a personal biography about his love and his appreciation for Shabbos. He didn't grow up as a fully observant Jew, but as he got later in his life, he became more observant, and how much he appreciated, tried to teach other senators, other politicians, about the beauty of Shabbos. And one of the things that he highlights in Shabbos, about Shabbos, is the fact that you stop working. No matter how important you are, we stop doing melacha, we stop doing our job when it comes to Shabbos. And in fact, Rabbi Gnack, head of OU, a Shiva at YU, writes about Senator Lieberman, in which he was close, that Rabbi Soloveitchik distinguished between Shabbos-observant Jews who merely keep the laws of Shabbos and the Erev Shabbos Jews who go out to greet the Shabbos with beating hearts and pulsating souls. Perhaps the best way to sum up Joe Lieberman is that he was an authentic Erev Shabbos Jew. What highlights the stopping of work? When we say the paragraph of Vayichu, we highlight that Hashem stopped working, and therefore we emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we stop working on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos. So what exactly is this bracha, or this, I take that back, this phrase, this paragraph, it's not a bracha, it's psukim in the Torah, of Vayichu, that we say Friday night. Does anyone here not say Vayichu Friday night? You all say Vayichu. Why do you say it? What happens if you forget to say it? Is it really important to Kiddush? And what does it tell me about the whole concept of Kiddush? So you start with the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos extols the virtues of saying Vayichu. Pretty odd Gemaras in the fact that they go on and on about how important Vayichu is. Afil yachid ha-mispal b'erev Shabbos. Even if you're davening by yourself, tzarech lomar vayichu, you need to say vayichu. Because Rav Hamnuna says, anyone who davens on erev Shabbos and says vayichu, it's as if he becomes a partner to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. in my Sabrachis, is it's if you are participating in God in creating the world. Because it doesn't say, don't read it Vayichulu, read it Vayichlu, and they completed. In other words, you and Hashem have completed, kiviyachol, your work on Erev Shabbos. Okay. Then the Gemara goes on and says, anyone who davens on Erev Shabbos and says Vayichulu, two malachim escort him home, and they place his hands on his head, and they say, V'sar avonecha v'katosecha t'chupar. All your sins are forgotten if you say Vayichu. It's a pretty good thing. So what is Vayichu, and what happens if you forget Vayichu? Why do we even say Vayichu at all? So says the Rosh, do you know why? We'll give two reasons why you say Vayichu. Reason number one is the Rosh. The Rosh says that we say Vayichulu in davening, okay, because you say it in davening. We all say it in davening, right? Shmon Esrei, make sure we'll keep a sitter here open so I don't look like an idiot over here. We'll open up the sitter to Friday night davening, and we'll look where it says. We say it really. So we say Vayichulu in the middle of Shmon Esrei, thank you, and then when we finish Shmon Esrei, we all say Vayichulu again. That's number two. Why do we say it again, number two? We just said it in Shmon Esrei. Why say it right after?
Edus.
Okay, it's Edus, but we said Edus in Davin, in Shmon Esrei. So the Rosh gives an interesting reason. The Rosh says, you know why? Because on Yontif, you're not saying it in Shmon Esrei. No? Am I right? Someone help me, or do I have to turn to Yontif? No? Yontif, you don't say it. If you don't mind, hold this for a second, if you don't mind. Yeah, thank you, because we'll need it in a second. So Vayichulu, we don't say Yontif, so therefore you say it after Shmon Esrei to cover Shabbos and Yontif or whatever, right? So that's two. And the third time, listen to this, why do we say it in Kiddush Friday night, says the Rosh? To be Yotze, our family that didn't hear it during davening. In other words, if you have a wife, a mother, a child, a cousin, whatever, who's not davening in shul. So you say Vayichulu to be yotze them Vayichulu. You're with me? Does it have anything to do with Kiddush according to this?
No.
We happen to say it in Kiddush because it's an easy place to be yotze, your wife or your mother, your brother, whatever it is, right? It has nothing to do with Kiddush according to reason number one. Reason number two is the Agos Maimonides. Listen to what he says, why we say Vayichulu. B'medrash, he quotes a medrash that says, Vayichulu yesh shalosh pa'amim. Three times we say it. Chayav adam lomer Vayichulu b'shabbos. Echad b'tfila, one after during davening, one akar tfila, after davening, v'echad alakos, and one specifically with Kiddush, because why? According to the Agos Maimonides, it's a part and parcel of Kiddush. And he brings a proof for this. It's a good thing you have my sitter here open for me, because I'm not going to try to say Vayichulu by heart, and I'm of course going to mess it up. But I thought I always use Siddurim, because I have mental blocks of memorizing things. And it says over here, listen to what he adds in. He says, Kineged Shlosha Asher Shabaparsha Vayichulu. So let's count. Here we go. Count, someone count for me. Vayichulu Hashemayim Varetz V'chol Tzvah Ma'achal Am B'Yom Shvi Ma'achto Asher, new, one, Asa. Vayishpos B'Yom Shvi Kol Ma'achto Asher Asa, two. Vayivarach Ha'Mesir Men Shvi Ve'Kadesh Asa Kivo Shvaz B'Kol Ma'achto Asher Baro El Kimasos. So you have three times it says Asher Shkach. Now we can keep closes. And you have three times it says Asher. And therefore, what does Asher three times have to do with three times of Kabbalah?
Yeah,
say again.
Read it once.
Okay, but it's hinting to you that you need to do it three times. Now, why? What is Asher? So there's like Zohar tries to say that Asher, if you mix it up, it's like Rosh, that you could be ahead, like a Kodesh Baruch Hu's ahead. But the point is that I care. I'm not into Kabbalah over here. I'm more interested in Halacha. The point that I have established or tried to establish, tell me if you disagree. No, you could ready to jump on here. I'm ready for this. Okay, I'm ready for you, but 1 second, is that I think you have a tremendous machlokas over here between the Rosh and the Agos Maimonides. And listen very carefully, because we're going to now build a whole chabura for 5 more minutes about this. Whether Vayichulu is part of Kiddush or not. According to the Rosh, it's not really part of Kiddush at all. Really, we say it once in davening, that's the main part. We say it after davening for that weird case of Yontif and Shabbos, we want to make sure we cover Vayichulu. Why do you say it at home? Because there were certain people in your house who were not at davening and did not maybe daven.
So I have just one question.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a little, it actually has to do with the second Vayichulu.
Okay.
Okay. If you're standing along with Shimon Esrei than everybody.
Yeah.
Right? And you miss Vayichulu with the
tzibur. Yeah.
Okay, you're supposed to say Vayichulu again with somebody.
Correct.
Else. If you don't have somebody else to say it with, you still say Vayichulu.
Correct, you do. You do. You do. You do. If you don't have it. And in fact, according to some, you didn't even need. Some posts say you don't even need a second person. I believe Rabbi Salvechik had a whole shtickle about that, that you may not need a second person, but there's all discussion. Maybe he said yes, or other posts can disagree about it. But yeah, for the most part, we grab a second person. But let me be quite clear. According to the Rosh, is Vayichulu part of Kiddush? No. It's not. Why do we do it during Kiddush? Because it's easy to be Yotzei, you're white. It's a practical matter. Okay. So far, so good? Reason number two, we said, is that Agos Maimonios. He says, no, Kiddush needs to be said, Vayichulu needs to be said three times. One of them is Al Hakos. It's a part of Kiddush. Now, why do you need it three times? Because it says Asher three times, Zohar, whatever, Rosh. I don't care. But the point is, once it was established, they say it three times, is it part of Kiddush according to the Agos Maimonios? Absolutely. And this is the opinion of the Rokeach he's talking about. So this Rokeach and Agos Maimonios says it has to be, it's a part of Kiddush. Yeah.
So why in Shul, when they make Kiddush, they don't say...
So that's a good question. Now, why you make Kiddush in Shul Friday night? Now you're giving me good topics to give for the rest of few weeks. Now, I'm afraid to give a topic because I feel like I'm going to get stoned if I do that, because I'm going to suggest we abolish it, and then I'm going to get stoned. So that's why I'm a little bit hesitant to give that topic, but it's a great question. Why do we even do Kiddush at all in Shul? But it's interesting.
Wasn't it because there were some people that lived... Like,
yeah, but do you see anyone living in our shul?
No.
Okay, they would kick them out. If you see someone living in our shul, squatting in our shul, then we're going to get problems. But yes, so I would tell you, maybe it makes sense. I'm just saying off the top of my head now. It makes a lot of sense according to the Rosh's reason, right? If the whole reason why we say Vayichu is to be Yotzei, when Kiddush is to be Yotzei, people didn't hear it. Anyone who's in shul... Already said it, and right, heard it, right? So that's a great point. Okay, it's a good question. Give me another nafkamina. I'm going to give you five nafkaminas, differences between these two opinions.
So,
yeah.
You're
all jumping. One second. Yeah, excellent. That's going to be another ramification. So ramification number one, you could say, is... Let's back up. There is a Magen Avraham, and this will be our ramification number one, but we need a little bit more background. The Magen Avraham has an interesting comment. He says, he seems to adopt the reason of the Agos Maimonios, that it's part of Kiddush. And he says, you know what? Let's say you're a dope, and you forget Vayichulu in Kiddush Friday night at your house. So you're making Kiddush, you start Brei Pri HaGafen, you say the bracha, and you drink. And then 10 minutes into your meal, as you're eating your chicken soup, you realize your wife says to you, you idiot, you forgot Vayichulu. And you say, oh, shoot, now what do I do at this point? Says Magen Avraham, you know what you do? Bring back out the grape juice, or wine, whatever you're drinking, bring it back out, say Vayichulu, on the cup, and I don't know, I get a little bit of unclear if you say Nubri Priya Goffin, I'm not sure about that. But the point is, you take a cup, you fill it up, you say Vayichulu on the cup, and you drink the cup. You with me? That makes a lot of sense according to the Magen Avraham, according to the Hagos Maimonides. Why? Because Vayichulu is part of Kiddush. So if you botched it by Kiddush, you need to quote unquote make like this Kiddush again. Says, I don't know. I'm not sure offhand. To relook that up again. I'm not so sure you make HaGafen again. But the point is, you need to at least do a cup and redo it on the cup as like you're simulating a new form of Kiddush. Says the El Yerabah, that's ridiculous. The only time you have to say Vayichulu again is if you forgot it in davening in Shmon Esrei. That's really where the Magen Avraham is basing it off that earlier source. Not if you forget it in Kiddush Al HaKos, because says the El Yerabah, I hold like the Rush. The whole point of saying Vayichulu by Kiddush has nothing to do with Kiddush. It's just a mechanism to yotze your wife or your cousin or whatever. And therefore, if you forget Vayichulu by Kiddush, you know what you should do in the middle of the meal? Say, everyone, Rabbi Isai, quiet, we're going to recite Vayichulu. And just recite Vayichulu. You don't have to take out the grape juice. The whole point is Vayichulu is to be yotze your wife. It has nothing to do with Kiddush at all. Nafkamina number one. Yeah.
It has not quite to do with this, but a little bit. I was just wondering, you said something interesting before that you don't know it by heart or you don't like to say it by heart.
Yeah.
So let's say someone was eating and they didn't have a sitter for wherever he was.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know it by heart. Can he just say Bari Priya Goffin?
Oh, that would be another nafkamin, I think. According to this, is it better to wait till you get a sitter or not?
You didn't say Mekadesh Shabbos either, let's say.
Right.
You know?
Well, let's say you know Mekadesh Shabbos, but you don't know Vayichu. Let's just say. In that case, for sure, I think you should make Kiddush and you'll say Vayichu afterwards. I think according to both reasons, but that's a great question. That's a great question. Nafkamina number two. Nafkamina number two. Oh, by the way, for that nafkamina, do you take out practically? Do you take out a cup or not? You don't just want lumdis, you want halacha l'maisa. So here we'll make you, this will make your head spin. If Shlomo Zalman says you take out a new cup if you forget Vayichulu Friday night, and in the middle of your meal you remember, you take out a new cup. Rabbi Yashiv says you don't need to take out a new cup, it's fine, you can rely on the other opinion. This machlokas is this exactly this machlokas. So either way you do, you're fine, either way you do, you're wrong. Okay, next nafkamina.
Don't forget.
Nafkamina number two, here we go, yeah, is let's say you're by yourself. You don't have a wife there, or you don't have a brother there, or your wife davened already, and she said Vayichu. She's very frum. She davened a longer Shmon Esrei than you by 10 times, yeah? And now she's already at all her cheshbonas and whatever kavanas, and now you come to the table, she's davened for much more kavanah than you. Or you don't have a wife there, and or you don't have anyone who you're being yotze. Do you say Vayichu in Kiddush at all? Hello? According to the Agos Maimunios, absolutely, it's part of Kiddush. According to the Rosh, you don't really need to. Because why? Because you're not being yotze anyone else. The whole point of saying Vayichulu in Kiddush, so definitely, if you forgot Vayichulu, according to this style in the Rosh, you wouldn't have to go say it again in that situation, because not saying it again, who are you saying again? For yourself, you wouldn't need to. Nafkamina number two.
Yeah, but the Rosh probably would say, well,
Correct. That's why I, if you understood my last sentence, I was prepared for your question. I was prepared for that. That's why really the Rosh would tell you, okay, you should say it as a low plug, meaning we don't want to make anyone confused. But if you forgot it, then in that case, the Rosh maybe would say, don't go back and repeat it just for yourself. I was trying to avoid that question. Excellent. Nafkamina number three, yeah? You have a better wife than the previous wife that we said before. She remembers quicker than 10 minutes later. You know when she remembers you forgot Vayichulu? After you said Brei Priya Goffen, after you said, or in between there, or after you said Mekadesh Shabbos, she starts elbowing you. Yeah? Yeah? To do Vayichulu. Should you say it or not at that point? You already made the Brei Priya Goffen. You already said Mekadesh Shabbos. I don't care if you said Mekadesh Shabbos. Let's just say if you said Mekadesh Shabbos. You're about to sit down and drink. Your wife pulls the chair from under you and says, Vayichulu, yeah? You say it then at that point or not?
No,
I think it's an nafkamina. According to the Rokeach and the Magos Maimonides, that it's part of Kiddush. So yeah, ideally it's supposed to be said before the Brei Priya Goffen, but when push comes to shove, Lamaisa, it's part of Kiddush. But it's part of Kiddush. It's part of Kiddush. So do I have anyone who says this way? 1 second. So I found the Sefer Divrei R, and he can find the Hebrew books, and Shmir Shabbos Gokasa talks about it a little bit. But he seems to say that maybe it's based on this Machlokas as well. If you say it's part of Kiddush, so it's part of Kiddush. Yes, ideally it should be done before the Brei Priya Goffin. But push comes to shove, you didn't say it before the Brei Priya Goffin. You said Brei Priya Goffin, you said Mekadesh Shabbos, you're about to drink, and you remember, I'm supposed to say Vayichu. You say it there or not? So the Magos Maimonides maybe would say yes, the Rosh would say no, because it's not really part of Kiddush. Yeah.
If you said earlier,
yeah,
that in the middle of the meal, if you remembered, you can say it, so why wouldn't you say it
then? Right, and that makes sense, especially for the middle of the meal, you take it out of coast, because it's part of Kiddush, so why not?
coast. I would say that you drink from the coast. And
then I hear you. So the safer, so I found this.
You could make a hefty that's part of Kiddush. You do that by when you have Havdalah introduced in the middle.
Wait, say it one more time.
Yeah, but that's a set thing.
Wait, say it again. Say it anywhere you said. No, if it's part of Havdalah, then for sure you're allowed to say it, right?
Now, that Havdalah is part of Kiddush, the Kosh, the Kodesh you're talking about, right?
Oh, I hear you, yeah. So you're saying, you say other stuff afterwards, you're saying.
Right, yeah.
But Mr. Shkolwitz, that's exactly the question. Is it part of Kiddush or not? So I found the Sefer Meshim Navonim. He says, okay, you'll like the Meshim Navonim. Meshim Navonim says, even according to the Rokeach and the Agos Maimonides, you still drink first. Because even if it's part of Kiddush, it's not so part of Kiddush that you could break between Brei Pri Hagafen and Mekadesh Shabbos. And okay, I don't know if I fully agree with that. Nafkamina, that was not, what was that? That was Nafkamina 3. Yeah? 4 and 5. Nafkamina number 4 is, this is a little bit of a stretch. It's more my own. You take it or leave it. Yeah? What about if you make Kiddush on bread? You don't have any wine. Do you say Vayichul or not? I was a little bit confused about this. I think you could play it both ways. If you say it's part of Kiddush, you could play it both ways. I don't know. I'm going to play it both ways here and then it'll confuse you. If you say that, one way you could say is if it's part of Kiddush, so the bread is your Kiddush, mm-hmm. So make say Vayichul. And if you say that it's not really part of Kiddush, it's just to be Yotzi or B'nai Beso. So who says you would do that by bread? The other way to flip it is if you're all being Yotzi or B'nai Beso, so of course you say it on bread because bread is a good, you're being Yotzi your house. But if you say it's a la kos, like you said, then it's not a la kos. I don't know. That's okay. Something to think about. Number 4. Yeah.
Yekis.
Yeah.
Okay. They wash first.
Right.
Kiddush,
yeah.
You could say
Vayichul. You could, but question, do you have to, according to this? I don't know. And even then, they're making Kiddush on grape juice. So I don't know. Nafkamina number 5. Nafkamina number 5 is a whole deeper discussion. Maybe if I'm daring, we'll do this Chabura, but I'm going to get also too much pushback about this because people feel very strongly about this issue. Should you stand or should you sit for Kiddush? Now, this is an interesting
simple answer for this.
Yeah, what's a simple answer?
Your father,
okay,
so that's what
about if your father switched? My father switched his my grandfather's minute of that. That's very because one is more correct. So that's a big issue. It's a big hack. I think my grandfather used to call my father used to switch it. Sometimes it's a whole issue. I have to ask my father exactly what he did, but we stand for the whole thing. We stand for the whole thing. Okay, so this is the question. Here's the question. But I think it's more correct to stay sitting for Vayichul. And this is the question. Here we go. Yep. I stand for the whole thing. Some stand, some sit. Listen to this. So the Igros Moshe, so Moshe Feinstein wants to suggest, perhaps it's based on this machlokas. What for Vayichul? Should you stand or sit for Vayichul? If you say that it's part of Kiddush, and it's like an Eidus, like what you're doing at Kiddush, so then maybe you should stand. But if you say the whole point is to be Yotze B'nei Beso of Vayichulu, so sometimes when we're being Motzi other people, it's more Kvius, it's more set when you sit. Okay, so that's all okay. A whole other show, we're not getting into that now. But maybe he would say this Machlokas, and as Ramosha seems to indicate, this Machlokas of whether it's part of Kiddush, whether it's not part of Kiddush, will determine whether you should stand or sit for Vayichul. If it's part of Kiddush, you stand. If it's not part of Kiddush and it's just to be Yotzei them, so when we motzi other people, it's better that we're all sitting down as a kvius, that we could really interact better when we're sitting down, and that's what you could perhaps suggest. So there's 5 nafkaminas I could think of, or maybe at least 4 plus, that you can nafkaminas between these two ways. How does the Mishnah Berurah Paskin? Mishnah Berurah is a little bit vague about this lumdis, but he does say very clearly that he writes that it's Eidus, he quotes the Rokeach and the Agos Maimonides that he says it 3 times, and then he says, Im shachach lomer vayichulu b'shas kiddush, if you forgot to say vayichulu, omro be'emtze sud ala kos. So it seems to be, he seems to be taking the opinion that it's actually part of kiddush. Shkoyach.